the 6 stages of the sales process, the final unit of the introduction module. In this unit, we'll describe how sales is a process. And like any process, it has multiple steps. The steps build upon one another, and they cannot be skipped. You're soon going to find that there's more discipline to sales than most people would ever guess. And that's the goal of this unit, that by the end, you will know all the stages to a sale and recognize what to do at each step. Sales is actually quite simple. There are 6 basic stages: identify, qualify, pose, close, deal, and seal. Each stage is a step. You start at the beginning and work your way to the end. Of course, not all opportunities become closed sales, but all closed sales walk through these stages step by step. You must know the process and honor it. The first step is identify. In this step, we find people you suspect could be prospective customers. Let's call these people leads. You're going to want to gather a number of these, because they're not all going to be buyers. It's in this stage that we discern if they have a pain or desire that we can address. Do they have a headache that needs an aspirin? Or are they trying to get healthy and in need of vitamins? Are they good leads or bad leads? You want to do this in a profitable marketplace. You want to provide a product or a service that your clients would find value. If they believe it has value, they'll pay you. But for now, let's just consider the leads suspects or unqualified leads. The next stage is qualify. In this stage, we'll sort the prospects from the suspects. We'll pick out the good leads from the bad ones, leads we believe have a good chance of turning into business. We do this by checking if they value products or services that we provide. And we also check to see if they have money to pay. If they don't meet either of these 2 criteria, they're no longer opportunities. We kick them out and we work on another lead. Once it appears they could be qualified, you're going to want to make a list, either on paper or in your head, and do this by asking them about their business. Ask what pains they have, what frustrations they experience. And also ask about their hopes, dreams, and desires. Write it all down, walk through the list, and it will be clear if they're qualified prospects or not. The underlying goal here is to qualify quick and qualify fast. If they're not qualified, it's a waste of time to further them along the sales process. Figure out if they're a good deal. If not, kick them out. The next step is the pose stage. This is where you offer a solution to their problems. You will show the features that you provide, but in the context of the benefits they will experience. It's in this stage where you ask the what-if question. What if that problem disappeared today? How could it transform your company or organization? In this stage, you walk through the list, step by step, showing them how you can meet their needs, and you prove to them you can do it. And you'll be doing this in a very persuasive way. Why? Because it's their list. The next step is the close stage. It's the logical conclusion from the previous stages. If you slowly explain step by step how you can meet their needs and desires, and assuming they're nodding their heads up and down and saying yes, then it's very easy for you to ask, from what you've seen so far, do you think this will work for you? Now, if they say yes, congratulations, you've won the deal. But if they say no, don't be surprised. Simply ask, well, why did you say that? Whatever reason they give you, place it on the list, go back to step 1, and start over. These deals take time. It's important to have tenacity. Just stick with the process. It'll all work out. The next sales stage is deal. Let's say that, yes, they want to buy. They've agreed that you have a solution that they would value. Now you need to work out the money. Ask for the purchase order or the check or some cash. If they're totally on board, they'll give it to you. But oftentimes, your prospects will balk and they'll say, I can't afford it. What's a seller to do? Consider the following metaphor. It's one of my favorites. Let's say you ask your client to give you $1. and you have a magic wizardry in your fingers. You snap your fingers twice. Then you ask your client to check their pocket, and magically, they now have $2 in their pocket. It's a great deal for them, isn't it? For every dollar they give you, you snap your fingers, and they make two. This is how all business works. This is the return on investment. Your clients would agree to repeat this deal all day long because doubling their money is a sure thing. Any product or service you provide must add value. Profit's everything for most companies. At this stage, you must be clear on the ROI your clients will experience. Now, we're going to go into this in great depth later on in the course, but once you can clear this hurdle, the sales is yours. In many regards, sales is matchmaking. The deal's got to be good for your client, and it's got to be good for you. If it's not a win-win, things will not turn out well. Unless you're going for a short-term win and you have no interest in upselling, repeat business, or great referrals, make sure that every sale is a good deal for all parties. The last step is the seal stage, like seal the deal. And your responsibility here is to upserve and overserve your clients. Many salespeople skip on these stages. And like the old song, take the money and run, this is foolish behavior. First off, bad news travels fast. With the power of the internet, it's easy for people to trash your business. When bad reviews on the internet say, warning, stay away, getting new prospects to trust you is very difficult. Upserve and over-deliver to your clients. Make sure they are happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise, to quote Ben Franklin. If you do things right, they will provide great references and many referrals. When people are concerned that you're another shady huckster, it can be hard to sell them. But if they read great references about you online, they're far more likely to do business with you. I've worked with a lot of people over the years, and I commonly hear this, that there are two very difficult tasks in sales. The first is getting an appointment, and the second is asking for the sale. All the rest of the steps, the ones in between, they're relatively easy. And in this course, we're going to focus on all of these things. Once you become comfortable with a selling with confidence sales system, you'll have no problem getting appointments and closing deals. So, to finish up, I'd like to tell you a story to illustrate the six sales stages. I'm a big fan of Door County, Wisconsin. It's a peninsula between Green Bay and Lake Michigan. It's famous for stunning vistas and lighthouses. And in the village of Ephraim is Wilson's Ice Cream. When you enter Wilson's, you enter the identify stage. A young lady asks you, would you like to dine or just have ice cream? I tell her, I'm here for ice cream, and she sends me to the counter. I've just been identified as a prospect for ice cream, not lunch. Another young lady at the counter asks me what I would like to have, and I tell her I'd like to have a scoop of butter pecan and a scoop of Rocky Road. She checks to see if they have those flavors. If they do, I'm a qualified prospect. Next, she poses a couple solutions. Would you like it on a sugar cone or a waffle cone? I choose a waffle cone. She makes the cone with care and skill and then hands it to me. She then closes the sale by saying, is this your cone, sir? And it appears to be exactly what I ordered. I see it looks great. Yeah. Next, she tells me the price and I pay her. We've made the deal, and I'm now a customer. Wilson makes great ice cream cones, but the one thing they're famous for is at the bottom of the cone is a jelly bean. It's a pleasant surprise and an example of them sealing the deal. It creates loyalty. I'm happy to return year after year after year. I'm a loyal customer of Wilson's ice cream. Your challenge is to give people the Wilson's ice cream experience, to walk them through the process as I've walked you through this process. And if you do this, you will have raving clients who are quick to tell others, what a great company you are. An important thing that's interesting about the whole process is that people like to buy. They like to shop.
But they don't like to be sold.
They don't want pushy people guilting and shaming them to submit. Master sellers let prospects sell themselves. And they do this by giving them what they want, using their own words to sell themselves. If you can master this, you'll soon be making sales. If there's one thing you take away from this unit, remember this. It's the mindset of having, I'm here to help. You can memorize scripts and build lists and take furious notes and double-check checklists. But if you have a how can I help attitude, you will know naturally what to do when the time comes. You'll know how best to serve them and earn their business. This module is just an overview of the sales process and the skills you need to make sales. It's only a start. The rest of this course will go into detail and show you step by step how to convert leads into sales. We have a lot of material to cover. So, with no further ado, let's move on to the next module.